Psalm 49, When Death Becomes the Shepherd. Psalm 49 is a wisdom psalm, but it does not sound like a lecture hall. It sounds like a harp in a graveyard. The sons of Korah summon everyone, low and high, rich and poor together, because death is the one subject no class can outsource. After Psalm 48 celebrated Zion's towers, Psalm 49 turns and asks, what of the towers men build for themselves? Wealth, estates, family names, reputation, monuments. The psalmist says he will turn my ear to a proverb and solve my riddle to the music of the lyre. That is a striking detail. Some truths are too sharp to enter us as bare argument. They must be sung past our defences. The great illusion exposed here is not simply greed. It is the belief that wealth can do what only God can do. Money can delay discomfort, purchase privacy, hire doctors, secure influence and build memorials, but it cannot ransom a soul. In the ancient Near East, the wealthy often tried to survive through name and stone, lands named after themselves, tombs built like eternal houses. Psalm 49 may contain a grim wordplay in verse 11, either their houses will last forever, or, as many scholars note, perhaps more biting still, their graves are their homes forever. Either way, the satire lands. The mansion was always rehearsing for the tomb. Then comes one of the most arresting lines in the Psalter. Like sheep, they are destined to die. Death will be their shepherd. Verse 14 paraphrased. This is Psalm 23, turned inside out. If the Lord is my shepherd, is the confession of faith, then here is its dark alternative. Every life is shepherded by something. If not by the living God, then by death itself, quietly, steadily, irresistibly. The refrain, people in their splendour are like the beasts that perish, is not a denial of human dignity. It is a lament over human degradation. Made for glory, humans become beast-like when they live only by appetite, fear, and possession. Honour without understanding is merely polished instinct. But the psalm does not end in despair. Its centre of gravity is verse 15. But God will redeem me from the realm of the dead. He will surely take me to himself. New International Version. There is the gospel in seed form. No mere human can pay the ransom for another. Therefore, our hope must come from God himself. Christians hear here an anticipation of Christ, the impossible Redeemer, truly man to stand with us, truly God to do what no son of Adam can do. Mark 10:45 is Psalm 49 answered. So do not envy the secure looking. Ask instead, who is shepherding me? What am I trusting to carry me through the gate money cannot enter? Suggested cross-references, Mark 10:45, Luke 12:16, 21, 1 Peter 1:18, 19, 1 Corinthians 15:54, 57, Hebrews 2:14, 15. Hymn suggestion, Jesus, priceless treasure. Prayer. Lord, strip away the lies I tell myself about security. Keep me from trusting what cannot love me back, cannot forgive me, and cannot raise me. Be my shepherd in life, in death, and beyond death. Through Jesus Christ, my Redeemer. Amen.